I will start with a short introduction on Dutch grass species, just in case if you only work with cool season grass. It is a warm season turf grass with drought and shade tolerance. It spreads by stolons and rhizomes, and it also has the rigid leaf blade, which grants it the wear tolerance toward foot traffic. The most common families within this species are the Zalcia japonica and the Zalcia motrella. The first one is the coarse textures, and the motrella is the finer texture ones. And the hybrid in between those two shares the characters of both. I actually put a picture that can supposed to show the texture difference, but it's too small. I don't think you can see it. It compared to some oxen grass, it requires less supplemental irrigation and fertilization input, and the major weight problems within this. How do you move the mouse here?
Just the arrow, just the down arrow. Oh, the mouse? No, I'm sorry. You just move it around so they can see
it. Oh, sorry, I didn't see it. So the major weed population in Zalcia grass lawns are Bermuda grass, crabgrass, and goosegrass that shares the common growth habit. So Fluticeps buto is a post-emergent herbicide marketed as Fusilate. It targets grassy weeds specifically by blocking the lipid biosynthesis. It targets the sensitive form of ACCS enzyme in the plant plastid. And here in the picture, it shows the active form of Fluticeps, which is the Fluticeps acid with the hydroxyl group on the right. And one of the notorious weeds that it controls efficiently is common Bermuda grass. Dutch grass, on the other hand, has a moderate tolerance toward Fluticeps acid, and the level injury varies by the cultivar and management scheme. So the previous study conducted in 2010 by Dr. McCloy showed that triclopia, a broad weed targeting herbicide, which is also an oxymimic herbicide family, herbicide that has different effect of AOPP herbicides on Zalcia grass. And it also, meanwhile, also improves the Bermuda grass control efficiency of these AOPP herbicides, which are the FOPs and DIMS. So our research question is, does the application timing or the rate of the Fluticeps affect the siphoning factor from triclopia? And here's just some image showing the, on the left, it is the injury of Zalcia grass after the Fluticeps application. So you can see the zebra pattern. And the other common symptom is the death of the meristem tissue, the young growth, and the leaf twisting, necrotic leaf that twisting into the needle shape. And on the right, it is actually a lawn that are Zalcia grass lawn that are invaded by Bermuda grass, where you can see on the right where there's this is after Fluticeps application. That's why the Bermuda grass died out. When on the left of the same picture that the Zalcia grass stays relatively healthy. So our study is fairly straightforward. There's three cultivars included, which is the Empire, Geo, and Zeon Zalcia grass. Two of them, I believe it's Empire and Zeon, are the Zalcia japonica, and Geo is the Zalcia motrella. So the location is in J, Florida research station, and the soil type is a sandy loam. So there's a reason we use the RC randomized complete block design with four replication and repeated the experiment one time, but we couldn't compare among these three grasses. As you can see from the picture here, there are three individual existing trials, so we cannot randomize among them. The treatment we have is, as I mentioned earlier, there's three cultivars, coarse and fine textures. There's three application rates for Fluticeps, which is zero, two times, and three times the label rate, without always the safener tank mix together. There is a three application timing, which is the April, which is the spring, supposed to represent the spring application. July is the summer, and October is the fall application. We measured a lot of parameters on these three trials. However, only the percent visual injury and the NDVI will be presented today. I will also be talking a little bit about the spring grant operating, which is when we did the application 1 year, and we came back the next spring to compare the summer application and fall application to see how they affect the Russia grass growing up quality. Here's another supplemental information on why we choose these three cultivars for the experiment. This is from a study conducted from Dr. Leon and Dr. Aru and Dr. Brecky in 2014 in the same site in J Research Station. They did established individual trials for it, so they were able to compare among these varieties. And they evaluated 27 Russia grass varieties, I believe. So I only took three of them, which are the three we choose here, because you can see from these graphs, on the x-axis, it is 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 weeks after the application, and there is 5 rates included, from 0.5 of the labor rate all the way to 3 times the labor rate. And as you can see, Xeon grass picked the injury at 4 weeks after the treatment, which is around 80% injury, and Empire and Geo has a much less peak injury, which is about 40% in Empire and 50% in Geo. That's why we choose this regress to represent two extremes and a medium susceptibility to FrostVFOP application. So for data analysis, we use a general linear model in SAS, and we also for the mean separation, we use a Tukey-Onis significant difference test. And there is herbicide by timing and application rate interaction to detect it to be significant regarding the visual injury for all three grasses. What is shown here is 2 weeks after treatment injury and 6 weeks after treatment injury here on this column, and this is Empire's Russia grass. As I said earlier, I'm not going to compare across these three varieties. And there's a lot of numbers here, but the only thing I want to point out is that at 2 weeks after the treatment, the spring application without stiffener is in the top statistic group in regarding visual injury. And however, this switched to the fall application at 6 weeks after treatment. This indicates a slower response to the herbicide at the fall application, the fall timing, and also a faster recovery after the herbicide application, after the spring application of FrostVFOP. Similar pattern is observed for Geo Russia grass. However, for the sensitive, the one that's relatively sensitive in the previous study, the Xeon Russia grass, the spring application group stays at the top statistical group regarding the visual injury. And for the sake of time, I will only include the NDVI from the Geo Russia grass as the objective. It's a objective rating, and it actually corresponding to the patterns we observed earlier in geograss, that 2 weeks after the treatment of the spring application, the top rating. In this regard, the NDVI indicates the healthier or the photosynthetic activity of the grass, so the healthier group is the less injured group is actually at 2 weeks. It is actually the summer and fall. Sorry, it should be the least healthy is the spring. At 2 weeks after the application is the spring application group, and then it shifted to the fall application at 6 weeks after treatment. So for the spring green after ratings, we only detect the stiffener effect on one of the grass. It is Empire's Russia grass, and it does not really make that much sense because the one with stiffener treatment actually has a statistically significant less green up rating, so it's lower quality. At this rating was taken in March, so However, this is not a big difference. It is significant, but it's only 0.2 in regard to the green operating. So it may just be coincidental. And our observations from all the data I just presented is that 2 weeks into the spring application actually resulted in a faster recovery, and the fall application lead to a slower response and also a slower recovery from the herbicide application. The biomass clippings, which is the target data I did not present, it is more affected by the application timing, which makes sense because summer and summer there's more biomass collected from the grass because the grass are actively growing. So the timing, application timing significance difference in the biomass does not really tell a story regarding our treatment, which are the stiffener or the application rate. And as I said earlier, the stiffener effect on spring green operating is detected, only detected in marginally significant in Empire's orchard grass, and the data does not really tell the story that we can explain, because with stiffener we actually have less. We actually have a lower, slower green up. So just to show the visual difference, this is from a distance, picture taken from a distance of the entire trial. You can see the patchy part, those are the plots that are treated by Flucifol. These photos was taken 3 weeks after the spring application this year. And on the top it's Empire grass, and on the bottom it's a Zeon Darkshire grass. And the close-up, these are the pictures taken on the same day. The close-up, just to show that more clear the difference, here is Empire grass, and on the left, two pictures. The left top one is the one treated by two times the label rate and without stiffener, and bottom the same rate with stiffener. And the right cost to the top one is the three times the label rate without stiffener, and the bottom one is the one with stiffener. So you can see there's a discoloration and decline in the turf quality. That come when you treat them with the Flucifol without the stiffener at tank mix. These are the same layout with Zeon Darkshire grass. So it's two times the labor rate without with stiffener, and three times the labor rate without with stiffener. So there's a clear visual difference. And because we're curious about the effect of application timing on the stiffener effect, that's why I made this graph with the same data I actually presented earlier. This is the injury at 6 weeks after treatment. I feel it's easier to detect the stiffener effect this way. So let me explain. The three color of columns represent three timings. So fall is blue, and red is spring, and the summer is the green one. So the first two columns are the two rates, two times. So the left one is two times the Flucifol. Right column is three times the Flucifol, and no N means there's no stiffener. And for the Y group, that means with stiffener tank mix. However, there's one control group without the herbicide, only the stiffener. But again, triclovia is the herbicide itself. So when applied itself, it actually causes injury that are significant more than zero in Zarsia grass too. So I feel like the stiffening, I can almost say the stiffening effect from triclopia is mutual with the Flucifol in some cases. May not be obvious here, you can see later in the Zeon graph, but here what I want to show is that the only difference that made from the aiding the stiffener is from the fall application, where there's almost 20% difference in injury levels for the Zarsia grass surface. And by spring and summer application, it doesn't really make a difference to add or take out the stiffener for Zarsia grass for Empire Zarsia grass. However, Geo is actually a similar graph, so I didn't include that one. But Zeon is fairly different because for Zeon grass, the stiffener effect is more obvious in the summer. It's still noteworthy in the fall, but in the spring, with or without stiffener, the injury is fairly close. And the spring application with only stiffener, the triclopia, actually leads to an injury level of almost 17%.
I'm sorry, we're at 15 minutes. Can you
I'm at the last slide, sorry.
Let's say this.
So, yeah, the conclusion of the take-home message is that tank mixing dry cover, if this is ever a budget issue that come into it, the fall application and in, so the most efficient timing for adding safener is fall application in Empire Doshagrass and the spring and the fall in Zion Doshagrass. And another conclusion is the triclopium, even if it's classified as a broadleaf selective wheat selective herbicide, it still causes injury in Doshagrass turf, especially in the case of Zion Doshagrass. And with that, I will be ready to take any questions.